新年快乐
！Happy New Year！
今年呢，我们教会有一个特别的事情，就是呢，我们下个礼拜呢会按立Simon Huang， 我们的传道呢成为我们的牧师。
So there's a new event next week in our church that will ordain Simon Huang as a pastor.
所以呢，就是把这个很高兴的消息跟大家分享。
So I share with you this good news.
我们开始今天讲道之前，我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear merciful Father, we thank you.
我们在新的一年的第一个主日来到你面前去敬拜你。
On the first Sundays of the new year, we come to sanctuary to worship you.
求主帮我们安静我们的心，以致让我们把你的话藏在心里面。
Please quiet our hearts so we can hide your words in our heart.
通过你的话去改变我们每一个人。
So through your word, we may be transformed.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
去年年中的时候呢，这个时代杂志呢就选举，每一年他们会选举他们的风云人物的嘛。
At the end of each year, the Times magazine will select the person of the year.
那么呢？2017年呢？他们的这个风云人物呢，就是一群呢被性侵的一些妇女。
And the person of the year of 2017 are a group of women who are sexually assaulted.
因为呢，他这些妇女呢很勇敢的把他们的事情讲出来，就让我们了解我们这个社会上面黑暗的一面。
So they spoke out courageously about their own experience to expose the dark side of our society.
我们发觉呢，这些性侵的事情呢，不单只在电影界里面呢，还有呢甚至呢在这个政治界上面，就是在校园里面也发生。
We know the sexual assault not only happens in the movie industry and also the political sphere as well as on the campus.
那么就让我们问一个问题：为什么这些事情会发生呢
？So it prompts us to ask a question.Why did this thing happen?
其中一个原因呢，就是当这些受害人举报他们的事情的时候呢，当时没有人相信。
So one of the reasons is when the victims reported what happened to them, nobody believed it.
好像呢，其中有一个例子就是这个Dr. Larry Nassar。
For example, the Dr. Larry Nassar.
他是呢美国这个奥运的女子体操的医生。
He was a team doctor for the American women's gymnastic Olympic team.
他也是呢这个Michigan State 大学里面的一个教授。
He was also a professor in the Michigan State University.
当时这些运动员呢，其实他们只是小女孩。他告诉学校这个医生侵犯他们的时候。
So when the athletes actually they are young girls, they reported doctor sexually assaulted them.
没有人相信。
Nobody believed them.
那因为呢，犯罪的人呢发觉原来他们犯罪是没有后果的时候，他们就继续去做这些事情。
So those perpetrators, when they found out that there's no consequences for what they have done, so they will continue to do it.
但是呢，其实我们人，无论你做什么事情，你犯什么罪，其实最终都是有后果的。
But actually, as man, whatever we do, there's always a consequences.
有的时候呢，神是用我们社会的法律。
Sometimes God uses our society as a law.
好像这个医生最后被判60年坐牢。
Like this doctor, he was sentenced to he was sentenced in prison for 60 years.
有一些时候呢，我们要等到你见到神的面，那么神就审判这些恶人。
Sometimes we have to wait, till we see the Lord and to get our punishment.
我想，如果我们每做一件事情的时候，我们想一想，将来怎么面对神的审判的时候，可能我们的决定不太一样。
So I think, before we, when we do things, if we consider what the consequence will be, the decision might be different.
当我讲四世纪的时候呢，我的讲到的题目呢，就是半信人。
So today's title is the half-hearted person.
我形容以色列人呢，就是半个心的跟随神。
I describe Israelites as a follower of half-hearted.
原因呢，就是因为呢，他们没有完全的离弃耶和华。
The reason is they did not forsake Lord completely.
他总是一边敬畏神，一边去拜假神的。
They worship the Lord at the same time as they worship the idol.
那如果我们选择做一个半信人的时候，你猜这样子的人的下场是怎么样呢？
So if we choose to be a half-hearted person, can you guess what's the end of those person?
那么今天我们就通过耶弗他这个故事去找出这个答案。
So today we'll find the answers through the story of Jephthah.
首先我们要问一个问题，就是为什么人会选择做一个半信人呢？
First we'll ask questions. Why people choose to be a half-hearted person?
耶弗他这个故事在十世纪里面呢，是发生在十世纪的后期的。
The story of Jephthah happened at a later period of time of Judges.
以色列人已经进入迦南呢，有300年的时间。
The Israelites have entered Canaan for 300 years.
但是呢，十一章的第六节里面讲到呢，他们就离开，当时他们离开耶和华，不侍奉他。
But
十章第六节的时候。
But chapter 10, verse 6 mentioned that they have forsaken the Lord and did not serve him.
还有呢，他们不单只是离开耶和华哦，还有呢，他们敬拜他们附近的这些假神，有7个不同的假神。
Not only they abandoned the Lord, they worship seven different gods in the surrounding nations.
所以神就惩罚以色列人。
So God punished Israelites.
让他呢左右受敌。
Make them be oppressed from both sides.
四边呢就是腓力斯人。
On the west side is Philistine.
东边呢就是阿门人。
And Ammonite was on the east side.
圣经说呢，以色列被搅扰有18年。
And the scripture mentioned that they were oppressed for about 18 years.
那每一次以色列人呢给人欺负的时候呢，他们都会回到耶和华神这边的。
Every time when Israelites were oppressed by enemies, they will come to the Lord.
所以呢，以色列人的特点呢，就是当他们平平安安的时候呢，他永远想不起耶和华的。
So when they are, when everything goes smooth for them, they will never remember the Lord.
他只是会去敬拜这些假神。
They would go and worship the false god.
那么呢，遇到困难的时候呢，他们又回到敬拜耶和华。
But when they are in trouble, and they will come back to the Lord.
十章的十一、十二节里面，耶和华对以色列人说：“我岂没有救过你们脱离埃及人、阿摩利人、阿门人和腓力斯人吗？斯顿人、亚玛利人、马云人也都弃恶你们，你们哀求我，我也拯救你们脱离他们的手。”
Chapter 10, verse 11 to 12. The Lord replied, when the Egyptians, the Amorites, the Ammonites, and Philistines, the Sidonians, the Amalekites, and the Midianites oppress you, and you cry to me for help, did I not save you from their hands?
那其实呢，神就好像问以色列人一个问题。
Actually, God was asking Israelites a question.
你们为什么做半信的人呢？
Why you choose to become a half-hearted person?
为什么你不能全心的信靠我呢？
Why couldn't you trust me wholeheartedly?
你是不是怀疑我不是真神呢？
Are you doubting that I'm not a true God?
这个不可能吧？
Impossible.
因为从你们出埃及的时候，我一直就咒你们。
After you came out of Egypt, I have been saving you all the time.
哪一个假神，哪一个国家的王能够打败你？
Any false god or any kings can help you?
这岂不是证明我耶和华就是真神吗？
Hasn't that approved that me, the Lord, is the true God?
为什么你们还去敬拜这些假神？
Why you still worship the false idols?
以色列人离开耶和华去敬拜假神。
Israelites forsook the Lord and worship the false god.
其实不是这些假神给他们更大的证据。
It is not because the false god gave them enough evidence.
其实是以色列人不愿意去全心的敬拜耶和华。
Actually, it's Israelites, they did not want to wholeheartedly worship the Lord.
因为他们知道，如果他们选择耶和华神的时候，他们必须要听耶和华神的话。
Because they know, if they choose to worship the Lord, they have to obey his words.
所以一个人做半信的人的原因呢？
So the reason for a person to be a half-hearted,
不是神圣经里面给他们的证据不够。
It's not that there's no enough evidence in the scripture or in what God gave to them.
其实是人呢叛逆神。
Is that people's rebellions against God?
现代人呢，很多时候都有同一个问题。
So in the modern days, we have the same issue.
他们当我向他们传福音的时候，他们会告诉我，我是相信进化论的。
So when I preached the gospel to them, they told me, "Oh, I believe in evolutionism."
那么我就问他，那么进化论是信什么的呢
？And I asked them, "What is evolutionism?"
其实大部分人呢不能够太简单的告诉我。
But most people they cannot tell me what's their belief.
我问他，你知道进化论里面所讲的进化有两种啊？
I asked them, do you know there are two kinds of evolutionism?
他们其实都不知道。
They didn't actually know.
所以不是因为呢，他们觉得进化论比基督教或者彼此圣经更加可信。
It is not because they think evolutionism is more trustable than Christianity.
其实是因为他们信了进化论的时候，他就不需要听神的话了。
It is because if they believe in evolutionism, they do not need to obey God's words.
很多时候呢，这些人说他信进化论。
Most of the time, the people say they believe in evolutionism.
但是同时呢，他们会相信，比方说。轮回啊，报应啊，这些风水啊，他们都信了。
But in the meantime, they also believe in reincarnation, karma, and 风水。
证明他们其实，他们不相信耶稣，不相信圣经的原因，其实就是因为他们不希望遵守神的话。
It's a proof. The reason they don't believe God, don't believe in Bible, is because they do not want to obey God's words.
因为进化论里面是没有神的。
Because there's no God in evolutionism.
所以如果他说我相信进化论的时候，他可以很有理由的告诉别人，我不需要听圣经的话。
So if they believe in evolutionism, they can tell the people, I don't need to listen or obey God's words.
以色列人平安的时候呢，他们就去拜假神。
So when Israelites, when they were at peace, they worship false gods.
但是他遇到困难的时候，他又回到耶和华的圣殿了。
But when they faced difficulties, they came back to God.
那当以色列人求耶和华神去救他们的时候呢，神就大骂以色列人。
So when Israelites ask God to help them, God rebuked them.
十章十三十四节讲到，你们竟离弃我侍奉别神，所以我不再救你们了。你们去哀求所选择的神，你们遭遇饥难的时候，让他们救你们吧。
So verse 13-14.But you have forsaken me and serve other gods, so I will no longer save you. Go and cry out to the gods you have chosen. Let them save you when you are in trouble.
那从神这个反应上面呢，我们发现呢，以色列人的宗教观跟神的宗教观呢是有一个分别的不？
From the God's reaction, we can tell there's a difference between there's a different religious view.
以色列人觉得呢，他可以同时敬拜，许多不同的神。
Usually I think they can worship many gods at the same time.
但是对神来说，以色列人，你敬拜我的时候，你不能敬拜其他神。
But to the Lord, if you worship me, you cannot worship the other gods.
那事实上呢，很多朋友都不明白这一点。
And actually, a lot of friends they don't understand this.
有一些朋友他形容，哎，为什么你们基督教啊，这么下载的
？And some friends said, why is the Christianity you believe is so narrow-minded?
那其他宗教好像佛教啊、印度教啊，他们都允许你敬拜很多不同的神呢、啊。
But the other religion like Buddhism.Hinduism, and they allow you to worship many gods.
为什么信耶稣的人只能够敬拜一个神呢？
Why people believe in Jesus can only worship him?
那基督教是不是一个很傻宅的一个宗教呢？其实有一个根本的问题你要回答。
Is Christianity a narrow-minded religion? There's a fundamental question we need to ask.
这个问题就是宗教本身是一个怎么样的一个关系？
That is, the religion itself is what's the relationship?
宗教是一种交易啊，还是呢是一个盟约呢？
Is a religion a business deal or it's a covenant?
那比方说啊，我去餐馆吃饭，那么就是一种交易。
For example, I go eat at a restaurant. That's a business deal.
譬如我每一天中午都会去麦当劳吃中午的。
For example, every day I go to McDonald's for lunch.
有一天我没有去啊。
One day I did not go.
那么再过一天我又会去麦当劳。
And the day following, I went back to McDonald's.
这个麦当劳的服务员呢就问我。咦，昨天没有见你哦，为什么呢
？And the worker at McDonald told me I didn't see you yesterday. Why？
那我问我告诉他，昨天呢，因为我想转换口味，所以我去了肯德基。
So if I tell him, yes, I want to change yesterday, so I went to, KFC.
所以你觉得这个服务员你会有什么反应呢
？What do you think the reaction of this waitress？
他不会骂你的，他不会说你竟然离弃我去肯德基，你去了以后你就不要再回来，他不会这样子讲的吗？
She wouldn't rebuke you and said, how could you forsake McDonald's and go to KFC? And she wouldn't say that.
那但是比方说哈，有一天我太太问我一个问题。
For example, one day my wife asked me a question.
为什么我昨天没有见到你呢
？Why didn't I see you yesterday？
那么我就告诉他，昨天因为我想转换口味，所以我去找小三了。
So I told her yesterday I want a change, so I went to find a mistress.
你猜我太太会有什么反应呢?
Can you guess the reaction of my wife?
她不会说, 今天欢迎你光临了,她不会这样子说啊。
She wouldn't say welcome home.
她这个分别在哪里啊?
What's the difference
between? 这个分别就是一个,你去吃东西是一种交易。
The difference is when you go eating, that's a business deal.
你的婚姻呢,是一个盟约。
And your marriage is a covenant.
一个交易呢,是建立在一个利益上面的关系。
And the business deal is based on the relationship of mutual benefit.
那如果宗教是一种交易的时候,
if the religion is the relationship of mutual benefit,
那么这个神跟这个敬拜的人呢, 只是物上在找这个利用的地方。
And then the God and the worshipper, they are just using each other.
这种的宗教他不会理会这个敬拜的人,他拜不拜其他的神呢?
This kind of a religion doesn't care about whether you go and worship the other gods.
只有这个人,他会回来的时候, 这类的宗教,他都会欢迎他光临呢?
As long as the worshipper come and worship him, they are always welcome.
但是如果宗教是一个盟约的时候,
but if the religion is a covenant relationship,
我们说这个关系就是一种重爱的一个关系。
That is a relationship of love.
以色列人跟神之间就是这种的关系。
The relationship between God and the Israelites are this kind of relationship.
所以耶和华神要求以色列人,你要忠心地爱我。
So the Lord told Israelites, the people of Israel, you need to love me.
除了我以外,你不可以有别的神。
Apart from me, you shouldn't have any other gods.
因为盟约的关系是基于爱。
Because the covenant relationship is based on love.
所以当以色列人去敬拜别神的时候呢,耶和华神心里面就很妒忌了。
So that's why when Israelites they go and worship other gods, the Lord is jealous.
宗教对于一个半信的人呢,其实就是一种交易。
So the religion is a business deal to the half-hearted person.
神对他们来说只是一个工具。
God is just a tool for them.
为了满足他心里面所希望得到的东西。
To satisfy, to gratify their desire.
耶稣对你来说是不是一个工具?
Is Jesus a tool for you?
还是呢,你心里面爱他?
Or you love him and from your heart.
其实很简单,我们问自己一些问题你就知道。
So it's quite simple if we ask us some questions.
你是不是只在你有困难的时候,你才想起耶稣呢?
Do you only remember Jesus when you are in trouble?
比方说我生病了,我失业了,我家庭出了问题,那么我就去祷告神。
Like when I am sick, I lost my job. And there's some family issues. Now I come to the Lord and pray.
但是我平安无事的时候,
but when everything goes smoothly,
你就告诉耶稣, 我太忙了, 我没有时间。
And you tell the Lord, I'm so busy, I don't have time.
有的时候从我们认罪的态度里面, 你也知道, 你能够看出你对神的关系是怎么看法。
Sometimes from the attitude that we confess our sin, we can tell your view of the Lord.
我刚信耶稣的时候呢,其实我就有这样子的表现。And
when I first, in the beginning, knowing God,
我觉得我跟神之间好像一个利益的一个关系。I
think the relationship between God and me is a relationship of the a mutual benefit.
当时我有一些罪的是常常重复的去犯的。
I repeatedly commit the same sins.
我就觉得呢，后来我觉得我没有念去再找神呢。
And in the end, I feel I have no faith to come before the Lord.
我觉得呢，神不会赦免，好像我这样子的人。
I don't believe God will forgive a person like me.
我觉得呢，我要做，就是做好了，改过来了，我才可以回到神的这边。
I feel like I can only go back to the Lord after I correct myself and be better.
但是神从来对我们不是这样子。
But God never did that to us.
从他赦免我们，不是因为我们有什么功劳。
He forgave us. It's not because we have any we did anything to him.
神所要求的，就是好像诗篇所说。
What God requires is what is describing the Psalms.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。
My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise.
神希望我们真心的悔改。
God wants us to truly repent.
一个利益关系呢，都是要对方先改好，那么我就接受你了。
If the relationship is based on the benefit, we'll ask the other side to correct itself before I can accept it.
但是一个盟约的关系的时候，他说我们先和好，那么你就能够改过来了。
But a covenant relationship is that we reconcile prior to we reconcile first and then you correct.
你看，神是怎么对待以色列人？
See how God treats the Israelites.
虽然呢，以色列人呢离开神这么多次了，在四世纪里面。
Although the Israelites forsook the God many times in the time of Judges.
但是当他们真心悔改，把他们的偶像除掉的时候，圣经就说耶和华因以色列人受的苦难，心中担忧。
But when they truly repented and they got rid of the foreign gods, and then the Lord could bear Israel's misery no longer.
约翰一书里面提醒我们。
First John reminds us.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
神所要求的就是我们真心的悔改。
So what God wants from us is our truly repentance.
但是呢，我们人呢，可能还是觉得做一个半信人呢，是很方便的。
But as a man, we probably still think it's very convenient to be a half-hearted person.
所以我们最后我们来看一看你做半信人的下场是怎么样。
So let's look at the end of a half-hearted person.
那一个半信人呢，他看神就是他的工具。
A half-hearted person views God as his tool.
但是呢，不单只神对他来说是一个工具，所有他身边所有的关系对他来说其实都是一个工具。
Not only God is a tool for him, all the relationships of him are a tool for him.
你看耶弗他这个故事里面，其实所有人都是这样子对待对方的。
See, from the story of Jephthah, you can tell all the people treat treat others from this relationship of of seeking their own interests.
全个以色列，全个社会都是为了自己的利益。
The entire nations of Israel is seeking its own benefit.
你看耶弗他的父亲。
Look at Jephthah's father.
他看男女的关系就是一种交易。
He look at the relationship between woman and man is a relationship of benefit.
耶弗他是跟一个父亲是跟一个妓女。 生下来就是耶夫大。
Jephthah's mother is a prostitute.
嗯，耶夫他家里面呢也是只有利益。
And in his family, there's only seeking their own benefit.
他没有亲情在里面。
There's no family love.
当耶夫他的父亲去世以后
，After his father died，
他的同父异母的弟弟啊，就为了多得一份遗产，把耶夫他赶出去。
His half brothers, in order to get one more share of inheritance, he drove Jephthah out of the house.
那当阿们人来打以色列人的时候
，When Amorites came to attack the Israelites，
那摩西是基利的长老就没有廉耻的又去找耶夫他回来去帮助他们。
So the elders of Gilead shamefully went to Jephthah and asked him to come back.
希望呢，他耶夫他呢做他们的元帅。
And hoping Jephthah be their commander.
那耶夫他也知道了，这些以色列人只是利用他。
Jephthah knew those Israelites were just using him.
所以呢，他也把握这个机会呢，去利用以色列人了。
So he took this chance to use them.
他说：“我不单只要做你的元帅，我要做你的领袖。”
So he said, "Not only I want to be your commander, I want to be your leader."
那两个有什么分别呢
？What's the difference between commander and leader?
元帅就是你打仗的时候你才是最大嘛，领袖就是你平常的时候你就是最大了。
Commander, you are the commander only during the war time. But if you are leader, you ruled over them all the times.
所以耶夫他的意思就是说，我要做你的王。
So what Jephthah means is I want to rule over you.
那后来耶夫他呢就跟这个阿们王呢去希望和谈，但是长不成呢。
And so later on, Jephthah went to have a peace talk with Ammonites.
所以呢，马上就要打仗。
And the peace talk failed, then the war was about to break.
所以呢，在十一章二十九节里面呢，那你就看见呢，神跟人呢，他的表现很不一样哦。
So from the chapter 11:29, you will see. You see the reaction of God is quite different from the reaction of people.
当时耶夫他的还没许愿呢，其实呢，耶和华的灵呢就降在耶夫他的身上了。
Even before Jephthah made the vow, the spirit of God fell upon him.
但是耶夫他呢是一个习惯做造诣的一个人。
Jephthah is a man who is seeking his own interest.
所以呢，他就许愿对神说：“你若将阿们人交在我手上，我从阿们人那里平平安安回来的时候，无论什么人先从我家门出来迎接我，我必归你，我也必将他献上为燔祭。”
So he made a vow.He said, if you give the Ammonite into my hands, whatever comes out of the door of my house to meet me when I return in triumph from the Ammonites will be the Lord's, and I will sacrifice it as a burnt offering.
解释圣经的人呢，对这个愿有不同的了解。
So the Bible scholar has different interpretation of this.
因为他们觉得很难接受，就是怎么可能耶弗他会把一个人呢？好像动物的剪纸献给耶和华呢
？Because they think it's hard to accept. How could someone kill the other a man and to sacrifice it as offering?
但是呢，我觉得这个没有可能的。
I think it's possible.
原因就是迦南这个地方的人就是这样子做。
Because this is a common practice in Canaan.
所以以色列人当时受他们影响。 把人拿作拿来当燔祭是完全有可能的。
So under their influence, it's possible that they use people as their burnt offering.
所以如果是剪纸的时候，耶弗他的意思就是，神啊，如果你祝福我打赢这个强仗，我成为以色列人的领袖，我为你杀人献祭没有问题。
So if that's the case, then what Jephthah said to the Lord is that if you make me the leader, then I will kill someone and sacrifice it as a burnt offering. That's okay.
后来耶夫他真的打赢仗回来哦。
And in the end, Jephthah won the battles.
他回来的时候，第一个跑出来的时候，我们都知道了，就是他独生的女儿来迎接他。
And so, when he returned, and the first one who came out of his house is his daughter.
三十五节里面呢，讲到耶夫他见到他女儿的时候呢，他就说哈，他把衣撕裂他的衣服说，哀哉我的女儿啊，你使我甚是愁苦，叫我作难了，因为我已经向耶和华开口许愿，不能返回。
So when he saw her, he tore his clothes and cried, Oh no, my daughter, you have brought me down, and I am devastated. I have made a vow to the Lord that I cannot break.
你有没有发觉耶弗他所讲这句话呢？是非常自我中心的。
Didn't you say when Jephthah said that it shows he is a very self-centered man?
首先，他不是为了他女儿悲伤。
First, he was not devastated for his daughter.
他说呢，你使我甚是愁苦，叫我作难了。
He said, "You have brought me down, and I'm devastated."
为什么他女儿死为让耶弗他愁苦，心里作难呢？
Why he was devastated by her daughter's death?
因为他的女儿是他独生的女儿。
Because his daughter is his only daughter.
他的女儿死后，他就没有后人了。
He has no other child after his daughter died. He has no offspring.
所以呢，在这咒约的社会里面，这个是一个很大的咒诅。
So this is a great curse in the Old Testament time.
还有哦，他说，他讲一句话，因为我已经向耶和华开口许愿，不能返回了。
And he said, I already opened my mouth and made a vow to the Lord. I cannot take it back.
为什么不能返回啊？
Why didn't he take it back?
耶弗他大可以不把他的女儿献给耶和华。
He cannot offer his daughter as a burnt offering to the Lord.
他可以选择不杀他女儿啊。
He can choose not to kill his daughter.
但是耶弗他想到，如果他这样子做违反他的诺言的时候，可能神会惩罚他。
But Jephthah thought, if he did not do that, he will break his vow, and the Lord will punish him.
那么他就做不成以色列人的领袖了。
And he cannot become the leader of Israelites.
所以耶弗他为了成为一个领袖的时候，他可以牺牲他的女儿。
So he can sacrifice his own daughter just to be a leader of the Israelites.
十二章里面记载了一个，后来的故事，就是这些以法莲人呢来埋怨耶弗他，攻打阿门人的时候没有找他们。
So in chapter 12, record another story. Another tribe, the Ephraim, they said when Israelites fight against Ammonites, they did not tell them.
那以法莲人呢，大概就是想建一些油水了。
I think the Ephraimites, they just want to get some benefit.
就是希望呢，打赢仗的这些战利品呢，分一些给他们。
Maybe they can share some plunders from the war.
但是他不了解耶夫他是一个怎么样的人。
But they did not know what kind of person Jephthah was.
他连他的女儿都可以杀了。
He can even kill his own daughter.
何况是你们这些以法莲人。
Let alone your Ephraimites.
所以一下子杀了42,000人。
So he killed 42,000 Ephraimites.
这个大概就是所有以法莲的男丁了。
That is all, almost all the men in Ephraim.
当我们选择做一个半信人的时候，
When we choose to be a half-hearted person,
你看事情就只会从利益上面去看。
You view things from the perspective of the interest, perspective of seeking the, your own interest.
每一个关系，你身旁的关系都是，就是一种交易。
All the relationship of you, is a relationship of the business deal.
这样子的人有什么下场？
What's the end of this type of person?
以色列人利用耶弗他去救他，他们。
Israelites used Jephthah to save them.
但是以色列这个国家差不多损失了其中一个支派，也就是以法莲。
But the nation of Israel, they almost lost the whole tribe, Ephraim.
耶弗他不顾自己的女儿。
Jephthah didn't care his own daughter.
最后他真的成为以色列人的领袖了。
In the end, he became the leader of the Israel.
但是圣经说耶弗他做以色列人四十六年，基利人耶弗他死了，葬在基利的一个城里。
And the scripture said Jephthah led Israel 6 years, then Jephthah the Gileadite died and was buried in a town in Gilead.
他付出这么多，只是做了六年的领袖。
He had paid so much and only be a leader for 6 years.
是四世纪里面最短的一个世事。
And he's the shortest judge in the Israel.
这个就是半信人的下场。
And that is the end of the half-hearted person.
如果我们做每一个事情的之前会想一想这条路会带给你什么下场的时候。
Before we do everything, if we think about what's the consequence of our action,
或者我们今天的决定会不一样。
Our decision might be different.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们承认我们的罪。
We confess our sins.
因为我们很多时候就好像以色列人一样。
And most time we are just like Israelites.
我们都是一群半信的人。
We are people of heart, half-hearted.
困难的时候我们会想起你。
And in troubled times we remember you.
但是当我们平安无事的时候我们又忘记神。
But when everything goes smoothly, we forget about you.
我们只不过当神你是好像我们的工具一样。
We just view you, we just use you as our tool.
但是神，我们感谢你，因为你是一个守约是慈爱的神。
But God, we thank you because you are God, you are God who keep your covenant of love.
就好像神你在弥迦书里面所讲，神啊，有何神向你赦免罪孽，饶恕你产业渔民的罪过。不永远怀怒，慈爱施恩，必再怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们一切的罪投到深海。
Just like what you said in Micah 7:18-19, who is a God like you, who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea.
我们求神在2018年帮助我们全心的去爱你。
We ask God to help us to love you wholeheartedly in 2018.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of our Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.